כן, אנחנו קוראים בעמוד 295 בספר פסח, מאמר של הרבש, איגרת סמך ו.
We will be reading Rabash's letter 66. You can find it in the writings of Rabash, volume 1, page 272. Letter number 66. Rabash, volume 1, letters, page 272.
בפסחים מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח. מהי בגנות? רב אמר, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו וכולי, וכן אנו אומרים בהגדה של פסח.
מתחילה
עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו, ועכשיו קרבנו המקום לעבודתו וכולי. להבין את העניין, מה מלמד...
To understand the matter, what we can learn from what they were before, we should interpret this in ethics. A person needs to know, when he engages in man's exodus from the exile in Egypt, and we see that all the mitzvot are dependent on this matter, because in everything we say, in memory of the Exodus from Egypt, which means that it is impossible to keep a commandment to the fullest before a person comes out of exile in Egypt. Although, generally, we have already come out of Egypt, but in person, each person must come out of this exile. It is impossible to come out of the exile in Egypt before entering the exile. Only then can it be said that we're coming out of the exile. The author of the Haggadah tells us about this, that we need to know that in the beginning, our fathers were idol worshippers, meaning that they were in exile under the rule of idol worshippers. And only then, the Creator brought our fathers closer. But if they did not feel that they were placed under the rule of idol worshippers, it could not be said that the Creator had brought them closer. Only when a person is remote from the Creator can it be said that the Creator is bringing him closer, because the absence should always come before the presence. For the absence is the kli, and the presence is the light that fills the absence and the darkness. Therefore, we have to know that we have to prepare ourselves thoroughly, meaning that a person should check himself meticulously and carefully to see his real condition, what his faith in the Creator is like. If he has complete faith, meaning, is it truthful or superficial, meaning only going by rote, which means that he does it only out of habit and not because of his own desire. And also whether his qualities are in order. That is he in the form of all of your actions will be for the Creator, or, God forbid, to the contrary, meaning that everything he does is only with the intention to please himself. Our sages said about the verse, and the grace of the nations is sin. All the good that they do for themselves, and they cannot do anything for the Creator. And if a person is placed under this rule, like the nations of the world, then he is in exile, and then he is regarded as an idol worshipper. And then there is room for prayer that the Creator will help him out of this exile. And then it can be said, now, meaning once he is in exile and regarded as an idol worshipper, it can be said, Now the Creator has brought us closer to His work, meaning to work in the work of the Creator and not work for the governance of idol worshipping. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. When all the workers are for the Creator, for this reason, we relate the commandments to the memory of the Exodus from Egypt. Only then, once we have come out of the exile in Egypt, can we keep the commandments because of the Creator's commandment, and not for other reasons. This is the meaning of what the Tana says, beginning with admonition and ending with praise. This means that when a person wants to begin with the work of the Creator, he must begin with admonition, meaning with how we're placed under the governance of idol worshippers. Then we can come to the degree of now the Creator has brought us closer to His work, and this is ending with praise. The order of the work is in two ways, meaning in faith in the Creator, as well as in qualities, meaning that all of His work will be for the Creator. By that, we should interpret what our sages said. Our sages said, when Rabbi Elazar Parta ben Parta and Rabbi Hananiah ben Tardion were captured, Rabbi Elazar ben Parta said to Rabbi Hananiah ben Tardion, happy are you for being caught for one thing. Woe to me for being caught for five things. Rabbi Hananiah said to him, happy are you for being caught for five things, and you are saved. Woe unto me for being caught for one thing, and I am not saved. You engaged in Torah and in charity, or doing mercy, etc. As Rav Huna said, all who engaged only in Torah is as one who has no God, as it was said, and many days for Israel without a true God. What is without a true God? All who engage only in Torah is as one who has no God. It is difficult to understand this excerpt. We should interpret that the main thing that a person should do in the world is to make all his works be for the Creator. And since man was created with the quality of delighting only himself, to the point that it is impossible for him to do anything unless he sees that some good will come out of it for himself, then how can one work for the Creator? But the Creator has given us commandments between man and man, by which man accustoms himself to work in favor of his neighbor. By that, he comes to a higher degree to having the ability to work for the Creator as well. Otherwise, even though a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, he cannot engage for the Creator. It therefore follows that if he engages only in Torah and not in doing good, he cannot work in order to bestow because he lacks the quality of love of others. It therefore follows that although he engages in Torah and mitzvot, it is not for the Creator. It is as one who has no God. For if he truly had the sensation of godliness, he would certainly be engaging in order to bestow. But if he had engaged in doing good, then he would have the quality of love of others, by which he would also come to love of the Creator, and would have the ability to observe Torah and mitzvot for the Creator. It turns out that a person should have the power and force to overcome his qualities, to turn them into being in favor of others. For by that, he will later be rewarded with working with those qualities for the Creator. Because once a person has already been corrected in his qualities, so he can work in favor of others. He can work on the matter of faith in the Creator, for then he is fit to be rewarded with faith, for then he already has equivalence of form called cleave on to his attributes, as in, as he is merciful, be you merciful. And may the Creator help us come out of the exile and be rewarded with the complete redemption soon in our days. Amen. May you rise in the degrees of blessing and success and happiness, and happy and kosher festival from your friend who wishes you and your family all the best, Baruch Shalom Alevi Ashlag, son of Baal Sulam.
Well, you already read, maybe add the number of the page below or something.
The galaxy system fell.
I think that they're still with us, but we cannot see them. This system needs fixing. Yeah, as far as I know. So unfortunately, I can't have any one of them ask now or something. I believe they hear us, but we have to fix the system, upgrade it, update it, renovate it, add whatever needed. I do understand how it works, but I'm seeing that we cannot control it. And I think that we're going to have to use this for a long time, and we're going to have to further and further develop this system, whether it's the galaxy system or something else, I don't know. But we have to see how do we meet the standard of connecting with our friends all over the world in a reciprocal way.
So, I have questions, Rav. Michael Miller is asking.
Oh, great.
Why in the work in Torah and Mitzvot is there no remedy, but only in the work of love of others?
Because working in love of others is how you make corrections to your soul. Because the soul is corrected only by all its pieces connecting to each other in a mutual way in order to bestow. This is called the correction of the soul. And by just simply studying Torah and Mitzvot, I don't know exactly what you're studying, but you're studying something that doesn't belong to the correction of the soul, and that means you only have a feeling that you're righteous.
Denise Sendler from Moscow is asking, what does it mean in memory of the Exodus from Egypt?
It's like the Creator once took out that group called people of Israel, Yeshar Kel, straight to the Creator, out of Egypt. He did it all, meaning he made all the actions over that group of Israel that they then need to undergo themselves. But just like we, you know, take a child by the hand and we tell him, go from here to here to here and do this and this and that. And later when he grows up, he goes through these things on his own. Similarly, that's what the Creator did with us in the past, with that group of Abraham. He brought them to Egypt and then to the desert and from the desert to the land of Israel and then to a shattering, the first temple, second temple, and by that he finished his role. Meaning, where did he stop with us? 2,000 years ago, where he shattered the whole process. And now, we need to renew the process. Renew it in a way that is internal. This means feeling that we don't belong to each other, yet we have to connect to each other. And we are in our will to receive in order to receive. This is what's called Egypt or Pharaoh. We have to rise above this will to receive and so on and so forth. And keep working this way until we come out of the will to receive to a state called desert. And the desert is our inner state. We connect between us and are willing to reach Arvut. And the Arvut is the mutual promise between all of us, the guarantee that we are strengthening each other. It's exactly what we need to do right now. Right now, we need to achieve Arvut between us. And I think that this is what we're going to have to read about perhaps today in the noon lesson, if you're interested in that, the Arvut article. It's really very important. Also, possibly Matan Torah. In short, these two articles are, after all, our foundation. So, if we begin to make connections between us, as what is described in the article of Arvut, then there's no problem. We will reach revelation of the Creator, and with His force, we will come out of Egypt and draw the light that reforms, called Torah, and go through that stage called Mount Sinai and the desert, the state and a state of rejection and hatred, to the point that we achieve connection between us through the force of Bina, the force of love, and thus will enter the land of Israel. That is a desire that will be entirely aimed at the Creator, Yashar El, straight to the Creator. And we'll build a connection between us called the first temple, the second temple, and we'll come to the third temple. That's how it works. And it's all in front of us, ahead of us. It all happens in the connection between us. So that's what we have to think about. That's what we have to talk about. We really have nothing besides that. We just have to seriously realize this. And also understand how these troubles that we're now feeling, and especially the whole world, is how these blows appear in order to help us. To help us achieve connection.
Miguel from Latin America is asking, what does it mean to correct our qualities? It's felt that the more we advance toward the goal, the more corrupted we are. So
Of course, we are more broken. If you speak to psychologists, they'll tell you how corrupted we are. If you speak to philosophers, they'll tell you even more about it. Talk to Kabbalists, they'll tell you even more. And that's in order to see the corruption, you have to be an expert. Sure. So what's the question then? So we, like Bala Sulam says, we don't need to be afraid of the bad states that appear. The more evil appears, it indicates that I'm growing and that I can correct the evil. Asia.
Good morning, Rav. Asking for a friend. Rav, there are other organizations out there who are spreading this general message of unity. So would it be beneficial to support these organizations that have the same message? Thank you.
Sure, but after what they say, their message, do they actually have something concrete to do about it? Besides pretty words, do they know what it means to move forward in connection and not just to remain on the level of this world, the framework of this world, which is just building good relationships between people? There were always all kinds of organizations and pretty people, so to speak, you know, who relate to each other nicely. Where do all religions come from and belief systems and all that? It has to do with those people that Abraham wanted to explain to them about the true correction, and they wanted to do it in some partial, superficial way, whether it's just earthly relationships between them or some specific rituals or something. And as a result, religions emerged and belief systems and techniques and so on. And then Abraham scattered them in all directions so that at least it will somewhat kickstart the correction process. But I don't know what we need to do with all of them. I don't think that we need to communicate with them and connect with them, because we'll only confuse ourselves by that. We need to be well connected between us and strengthen our connection as much as possible, and from the connection between us, spread the method of correction, the wisdom of Kabbalah, to the entire world. And then you'll see that all the other methods gradually wither away and decline, because they're just a fruit of the main man-made reality and man's earthly brainchild. And only the connection that's based on the foundation of Kabbalah, the actual principles of connection, that will exist forever. So I wouldn't go and get in touch with them at all in any way. No, I'll tell you why. First of all, we're not big in terms of the amount of people we have. We're great in terms of our goal, our aim towards the goal. And it's the opposite with them. Their goal is a superficial, simple connection on the earthly level. And they're strong in quantity. So they're stronger in corporeality, but we don't need that corporeality. Why do we connect? Why do we inform humanity that there is a problem in what's happening here? Because we have to rise to a higher level. We have to rise in our connection to a higher degree. And they say, no, we just need to create a nice relationship between us here on the planet Earth to live here. So we're opposite in our goals. in our aim for correction. Our initial aim is opposite to theirs, and that's why we don't need to connect with them in any way. And that's the same with regards to all kinds of religions and faiths and belief systems. We have no connection with them. We need to only stick to our foundation. And then they also won't feel like we're threatening them or anything like that. We do our thing. If you want to join us, please. You don't have to if you don't want to. We spread the message about the correction of the world the way it is expressed in the authentic writings of Kabbalah. So that's what I recommend. Moscow 7.
Писал Рабаш о том, что человек должен проверить себя семью проверками, чтобы увидеть свое истинное состояние и каково его.
Рабаш says that a person has to examine himself in order to see his true attitude, relation to the Creator. What are these seven examinations that a person has to go through?
This is not for us right now. Not yet. We'll see. This has to do with Keter Chesed Gvur Tiferet Netzachot Yesod Malchut. It's about how much the Malchut can integrate in the Zat, the body of the soul. Next, Latin America 2.
¿Cómo podríamos hacer que todo nuestro trabajo sea para el Creador con las cualidades de amar a los otros, por lo menos en las próximas 24 horas?
How can we make it so that all of our qualities will work to the benefit of others, at least in the upcoming 24 hours?
To think about it, all of us together, and accordingly, prepare material that we can spread throughout the internet so that all people can connect with it and feel that it can take them to, first of all, a common ground between everyone and also a warm sensation between everyone. And by that, we are attracting the higher force of nature, which is integral. And we are all integral as well. And so that is called one receives one. And then we receive this light and begin to feel that we live in a positive, great world. All right? So we have...
Rav, maybe we should read the Arvut article. What do you think?
I'm four. We have time.
Just to mention that we have 132 groups, 746 friends on Galaxy, and many others on Sviva Tova. And let's move to the Arvut article. That is in the writings of Baal HaSulam.